Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about the spirit of Antichrist, how the spirit of Antichrist is trying to prepare the way for the Antichrist. And turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and you have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, because we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So he's saying the spirit of Antichrist is trying to take people away from his ministry, from the truth. And it wants to take some of you away from the truth. Remember we talked about how if a ministry is lifting up people instead of the Father, then there's an excellent possibility that the spirit of Antichrist is moving there. And it could be a familiar spirit that's doing these so-called miracles. As I mentioned, if Satan takes a demon of cancer away, it looks like somebody's been healed. You got to be very careful and make sure that the Father's being lifted up and people be putting down. Paul said, in the Father, I both move and breathe and have my being. We have to be very, very careful where we are, what we're listening to, who we're listening to. Hallelujah. It's just so very, very important. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 2. Again, talking about the spirit of Antichrist, how it wants to infiltrate and take us away from what the Father has called us to do. Anti-purpose. That's what it really is. Praise God. And so here's Nehemiah just kind of weeping for the wall of Jerusalem, and he goes before the king, and the king recognizes that he's sad and everything. So what can I do? I said, I want to go back and rebuild the wall for my people. He said, I'll give you whatever you need. Hallelujah. And so he's going back to Jerusalem. In verse 10, when Sanballat and the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So he came to Jerusalem, Nehemiah did, and he waited 3 days. He found some people who would help him. See, the Father's not in the majority. He always has a remnant. If you feel you want to be in the majority, you could bust hell wide open, because it's the road to heaven is straight and narrow, and few are found on it. You have to get away from this Constantine stuff that he did in the 4th century and go back to the Word. Hallelujah. And not base your belief on what Constantine started, but actually what the Father's telling you through his word. Be very careful. Hallelujah. If you can't trace anything back to the word, don't believe it. It's just like the argument between the Sabbath and Sunday. And there's a connection between the two. People don't even understand it. That see, in these last days, the Father wants to end his week on the Sabbath and let us know what we did wrong, what we did right, and get us ready for the new week, which starts on Saturday at 6 p.m. Remember, day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Evening and morning were the first day in Genesis chapter 1. You see, and so it's so important that we end the week in the presence of the Father and get ready for the beginning of the week. Remember, in Acts 16, Paul and Silas were arrested on the Sabbath, and on Saturday night at midnight, they were praying and worshiping, and all of a sudden, the gates were open and the bonds were loosed and everything. It's his relationship between the Sabbath and the Sunday. And really, as a key to the end time and being ready for Yeshua's return, you have to take advantage of his appointments that he has with you at Friday 6 p.m. to Saturday 6 p.m. I'm not saying you spend all day in the house. You stop doing those things you normally did, like checking the email. Just come into his presence and say, Father, show me what I did wrong and strengthen me, refresh me, and get ready for the week. If you go to church on Sunday, just get ready for that service by being in his presence. Hallelujah. There's more power if you go to church on Sunday when you spend time with the Father on the Sabbath. It's just like on your job. Maybe you had a rough week and the Father said, meet me at 4 o'clock and we'll discuss what happened during this week and how we can make the next week better. So a lot of people are missing that time because they're arguing between the Sunday and the Sabbath, not knowing there's a connection. Hallelujah. But here Tobiah and Sanballat were trying to infiltrate. Hallelujah. In verse 19, but when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah And another guy, Goshen, heard it. They laughed us to scorn and despised and said, what is this thing that you would do? Will you rebel against the king? So he now found some people helping rebuild the wall. Then I answered them, Nehemiah said, the Father of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. But you have no portion, no right, no memorial in Jerusalem. You're not going to infiltrate us. We are called to do this. This is our purpose, and you are anti-purpose. It's the spirit of Antichrist that's trying to use these people to infiltrate Nehemiah. Hallelujah. But they said no. And even then, they had to, the Nehemiah and the people were saying, look, some of you hold your weapons while we rebuild the wall and watch our backs, because that those two guys really wanted to bring them down. And the enemy wants you to stop what you're doing for the Father. So you can't keep running to a prophet or a prophetess. You got to go to the Father for direction. It's the safest way. And he may use somebody to confirm what the Father already said. But be very careful who you listen to, who you allow speaking to your life, who lay hands on you. You don't need always somebody to lay hands on you, because you know where your hands have been. Lay hands on yourself. You don't know where these people are. They could be on TV every day of the week, but you don't. You got to be very careful. Hallelujah. The devil wants to transfer spirits from them. Don't be linked up to any ministry that's doing things that are wrong, even though you love what they say and everything. Remember that if the spirit of Antichrist is present in a ministry, it could be using the familiar spirit to seem like it is the Father doing these things. And it's not. Be very, very careful, especially, you know, in terms of worship, where there's some ministers just want a fast worship song before they come on, so they can be received like somebody very important, instead of a slow worship song and continuing that worship. Say, Father, you get all the glory. Just use me. I'm just a servant to you. It's so important to do that, and it's a safe way to minister. And how we talked about so many people in taking up an offering use these fast songs, and people like are in a frenzy, just giving without even praying about it, because they want their flesh to give. It's just so important that you recognize this, because you got to guard your soul, your mind, will, emotions, your spirit, and your body. You got to guard it. Be careful. Just worship the Father and draw closer to him in these last days. Hallelujah. And in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1, it came to pass that Sanballat and Tobiah and Gershon the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the door upon the gates. So the enemy wants to look for an opening to get in. Be careful, be careful. Don't let the enemy infiltrate you. Be careful who expresses interest in what you're saying and your ministry. Be careful. The enemy wants to pull you away from the rock, you know, the rock of a solid doctrine. Then Sanballat and Gershon sent it to me, saying, come, let us meet together in one of the villages of Ono. And, oh no, don't go there. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messages unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? So that's the attitude you got to have. Say, I'm doing a work for the Father, and you can't infiltrate me. You can't stop me. You can't slow me down. You can't get me to go the wrong direction. I'm going to do what the Father says. I'm going to continue what I'm doing. See, so many people say, I want to do something new for the Father, new for the Father. And if he's in it, that's great. But sometimes he just wants you to hold on to the ground that he already gave you. And don't let the enemy take it away from you. It's just like the end of a football game, how the team in the lead wants to hold on to the football and not fumble. But the enemy, the other team, wants to have him fumble. Don't fumble what the Father's showing you. Don't base your doctrine on something that Constantine said. Be careful. Search out the word, what is really true. Be careful. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. And then verse 5, Sanballat came the five times with an open letter, and he was going to go to the authorities about it. Hallelujah. Verse 10, and afterward I, Nehemiah, came unto the house of Shemaiah, who shut up, and he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us shut the doors of the temple. They will come to slay thee here, and you'd be safe there. And see, the enemy wanted him to go. See, sometimes the enemy wants you to go to a particular church, wants you to give your money to a particular ministry. So your finances could be tainted. And your relationship with the Father can be tainted. Be very careful who invites you, where you go, and everything. I was ministering to some people in Miami, and this lady had gone to some prophet coming to town, and he embarrassed her in front of so many people. And it took me a while to try to get her back to the Father, her eyesight back on the Father, because this person had damaged her. and started exposing things in her life that never happened, telling lies. And she was just a quiet girl, and she accepted all this stuff, and which she shouldn't have. In verse 11, I said, such a man as I flee? And who is there that being as I am would go into the temple to save his life? I would not go in. And lo, I perceived that the Father had not sent him, but that he pronounced his prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Hallelujah. He recognized where that spirit was trying to come in. Therefore, was he hired that I should be afraid and do so and sin, that they might have a matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. But my Father, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to their works, and on the prophetess Nodiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. See, it came right from the church. The attack came right from the church. So the war was finished in the 25th day of Elul. Hallelujah. It's just so important that you see how the enemy wants to infiltrate your relationship with the Father. Be very careful and be ready for the Father to come back, the rapture, the taking away, quickening, taking away. Just be ready and keep your eyes on him. Let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio, or just listen to me if you're driving. Father, just thank you for the people that are listening out there. I'm asking for miracles of healing, deliverance, Father, that only you can do, Father. Touch them right now. Provide jobs where his jobs need. Provide houses, places to stay. Minister to the people where they need, and help us all to have our eyes focused on you. Help us to turn our flesh over to you on a daily basis and allow you to mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform us to the image of Jesus, Yeshua. It's so important to be ready for your return by doing that, Father. We just give you the glory in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. It's 772-801-3677. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org, henrywalker.org, about 250 prophetic messages. Click on messages. I've written three books. One is called Seasons, talks about the feast days, which we thought were only for the Jews, but they're all about Yeshua. And he fulfilled every feast day with the exception of three, which he will in these last days. Everything major that happened to Yeshua, a lot of things that happened in the Bible were done on feast days. I can show you in feast day when Yeshua was born, when he died, when he rose, when he ascended. I can also show you when he was circumcised, when Jericho came down, hallelujah, and Paul in Acts 27, what feast day that was when he was on the boat, and feast day when Abraham is going to offer up Isaac. It's all in my books. And my second book is called Noon, which explains on the Father's calendar things that he did in the Word in those particular months he wants to repeat in those months, but you have to be on his calendar. And different hours of the day when the Father did some things in the Word that he wants to repeat him on those hours of the day. It's just so important. And any time zone, it's just those hours. So, and my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tapepublishing.com, tapepublishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and scroll down, you see my books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got even more scriptures in it. And then you can download Noon and Demystifying the Trinity right there at a reduced price. You can get these books all at a reduced price on a quantity basis for your church, your prayer group, through me. We just want to help. And there's powerful end-time weapons against the enemy, these books. Hallelujah. And remember that I have my broadcast also at 7:15 at night. It repeats the 7:15 morning broadcast if you miss any of the scriptures. And also you can go on demand on WCNO.com and hear any prior messages. And if you want to make any tax-deductible offering, just make it out to New Life Revival and send it to the address at the end of the broadcast. And we just want to help you. And remember till next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-31-